San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
All right. Good evening, everybody. My name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer, coming to you from KFMB Studios with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, LA County, up the coast of Seattle on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. And if you download the app for 760 KFMB, you can hear us on your smartphone or other device. We stream live on 760KFMB.com, and all these podcasts can be heard on iymoney.com, commercial-free. And now time to introduce the main man of the hour, who, by the way, is not here tonight because he had to go pick up his daughter at college and bring her home. So he's off for a couple of weeks. But anyway, Richard, as you know, is a CPA extraordinaire and a philanthropist and a best-selling author and an accomplished marathon runner. And we hope he's doing well. And we had a pretty good week this week. Went to the Padres game, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Hey, I'll get right to my first guest because I know he's been making the media rounds this week because his show just premiered on KPBS. He's a director and a graduate of San Diego State's film department and is a terrific person. His name is Ben Moxley. Ben, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Our absolute pleasure. So, well, let's talk. Yeah, now I know you're, I think you've been following the Cubs and the Blackhawks a little bit here. You're a native of Chicago, right?
Yeah, born and raised from Chicago, just outside the city, and then came out here for school about 5 years ago.
Arlington Heights, correct?
Correct.
All right. So you're following the Blackhawks a little bit, or you've been busy with the show mostly?
I always tune in to see my favorite sports team. So
you watched that triple overtime the other night, right?
Yeah, that one took up a little more time than I had planned, but it was a great game.
Yeah, I was down with the crazies at 710 Beach Club, all the Chicago fans, and I couldn't stay for the sixth period because I wanted to get home and see the Letterman show. I think that was his last night or second. I'm trying to think now. Was that his second to last? I think it was, yeah. Anyway, if you want to see grown adults wearing, sports jerseys, acting stupid, then come on. You either go to the Charger game or you could come or go to the 710 Beach Club. It's a lot of fun. In any case, Ben, tell us about the curriculum. I don't think enough people know. The film department at San Diego State is really outstanding. I know Professor Durbin over there, and they've turned out tons of great, successful graduates like Kathleen Kennedy, who's probably one of the most powerful women in Hollywood. But so it's quite a legacy there. But tell us about the program. You all 4 years. How many courses in the film department? And
One thing that's really unique about the San Diego film program, as opposed to some other film schools, is that they kind of let you try out different roles in filmmaking. They'll let you be a producer, a director, an editor until you actually find the one that you want to stick with. Mm. So you aren't forced to choose one right away, which really was great for me because I originally thought I wanted to do editing, but I got into directing a little bit, and lo and behold, now I'm directing a TV show on KPBS.
Well, I know it's I think I talked to Greg Durbin about this. As a matter of fact, there are 4 hours of student films. They're on YouTube right now. I know they aired locally on City TV 24. I actually was lucky enough to host the show with Professor Durbin. But it's called The Real Deal, R-E-E-Deal. If you just Google that or go on YouTube, search that and maybe put in San Diego, because we're not the only real deal out there. If I had known there were other real deals, I would have distinguished the title. But anyway, there's a lot of good films, and I think one that you were even in or worked on as well. So, but they chose like the best 26 out of the 125 or 130 films to get on there. But so tell us, you worked on about 20, 25 films in your whole career at San Diego State, right?
Yeah. Each different class, we'd produce about two or three different films. And then when you get up to your upper divisions, then you get to focus more on one or two ones. But we made a lot of different things, a lot of bad things before we ever made a good piece. So it was a good learning experience, and I really wouldn't have chosen a different school if I could do it all over again.
Well, it's probably one of the best ones in the whole country when you come right down to it, right? I mean, how many other great film schools are out there? There aren't that many.
Yeah, I mean, you have NYU, I believe, is a good one, and then Columbia too. But for me, I wanted to choose a school that offered kind of a full university experience, whereas Columbia is more a fine arts school and everything. And I wanted to I wanted to take some courses in some other things as well, which was nice.
Now, we had Jerry Sanders on this show when he was mayor. It was his last show as mayor, by the way. And, of course, he is a big beer aficionado. And, you know, he called it the Year of the Beer and actually helped nurture the industry and grow here. How did you discover that and to make that one of your film projects, which actually developed into this series? But how did you discover that?
The craft beer industry in San Diego?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well... It was originally introduced to me by my dad, actually. He's a big beer fan, but the first beer he ever had me try was Guinness, and it automatically put like a bad taste in my mouth because it was something I never had before. It was darker. It was
right.
It was different. And once you start to explore this new side of like different things, it's kind of addictive. Like,
but how did you discover it in San Diego though?
San Diego, it's. It was really just the city itself because they've been so supportive of craft beer. They let craft beer be it all over Petco Park.
All right, so where'd you get the idea to do your short for your film project? Were you out one night drinking with some friends and said, hey, we got to do a film or what?
Well, one of our professors in our documentary class was like, pick something you find interesting and go do it. And being college kids at the time, I'm sure... making a film about beer seemed pretty fun, so we ended up choosing that one, and little did we know that the story would become this huge monster that we didn't even realize existed.
Yeah. Well, kudos to John Decker, I guess. You know, they do have, there's very little local TV production going on, at least that gets on our airwaves. I know there's production out there for industrial and whatever use, but yeah, you know, for this thing morphed into a six half hour series, six episodes, 30 minutes each, that premiered Thursday night, and so that's, you know, 2 hours. So that's a lot.
Yeah,
that's a lot of stuff. But anyway, I know your film triggered the whole concept with for John Decker to try this out, and then but essentially it's you. And let's give kudos to your crew as well.
Yeah, I work with three other people. Stephen Moore, he's our editor and cinematographer. He's been slaving over this project and really really helping us make it what it is. And then Rayanne DuPont is our producer and. Eduardo Fonseca is our associate producer and social media guru. So, yeah, this project really wouldn't have happened if we all didn't come together in college and start kind of our production company and get this going. And everyone's been putting in so much work to make it what it is that can't say enough good things about them.
Yeah, I saw the premiere episode Thursday night. Now, is that going to be viewable online as well?
Yeah, right now you can go to kpbs.com and you can watch it.
.org.
Yeah. Yes, .org. You can watch it on their video player, and also if you have Apple TV or Roku or anything, the PBS app will allow you to get our show as well.
Okay, and then all six episodes, eventually you'll be able to see them all like that, right?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Ben, you know, for a graduate to get a job right out of school and get a major program, and they are promoting the heck out of it. So I've been hearing Rayanne on radio and you, and we want to give you an opportunity. And congratulations, and thank you for being here today, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Dan, let's take our little break right now. We'll come right back to more of It's Your Money and Your Life with our next guest, Ford Winslow. Hang on.